giving them away in just a few minutes. Actually, we're playing Is This You in about 3 or 4 minutes. So get ready to text in. 5:59 right now, 11 degrees, headed up to 22 with sunshine. Here's Eva.
Good morning. It's a big day in Ottawa as King Charles prepares to deliver the throne speech this morning at 11. The King and Queen arrived yesterday afternoon and spent time with Prime Minister Mark Carney and visited a local farmers market. Their Majesties will arrive at the Senate in a special horse-drawn carriage and will head back to England shortly after the speech. A team of Canadian researchers has created a test that they say can quickly predict if a patient is going to develop sepsis. The team used artificial intelligence to find out when someone is going to develop sepsis. The lead author says every hour of delay in treating sepsis can increase the chance of death by about 80%. The next step will be to test on patients in real time. Singer Billie Eilish swept the American Music Awards in Las Vegas last night. She won all 7 awards she was up for, including Artist of the Year. Gracie Abrams, Lady Gaga, and Bruno Mars also walked away with awards, and 80-year-old Rod Stewart received the Lifetime Achievement Award. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-1. They play again tonight in Texas. CHFI weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 22. And then tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 11. And tomorrow, we'll see some cloudy skies, rain showers through the afternoon and evening, and a high of 18. Right now, it is 11 degrees.
We got a pair of Jan Arden tickets to give you. We are playing Is This You right after Christina Aguilera. Get ready to text in if you want to win those tickets.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone.
in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
6:03 right now, 11 degrees, mostly sunny and crawling up to 22.
Is this you?
Is this you? We got tickets all week to go see Jan Arden. She is playing Massey Hall Tuesday, June 10th. Fantastic acoustics. That is the place you want to see someone like Jan. So here's how Is This You works. I have three criteria. If you can answer all criteria, text This Is Me and your full name to 981-981. Then you may get a call from us to play for tickets. Okay, so some of these are pretty simple. You can tell us your favorite Jan Arden song. No incorrect answer there. As long as it's a Jan Arden song. Number two, we're taking it back to the 90s. You know who lived across the hall from Seinfeld in the show Seinfeld. And finally, you know what 90s sitcom was a spinoff of Cheers and took place in Seattle. Okay, so finally, give us your favorite Jan Arden song. Who lived across the hall from Seinfeld? And what show was spun off of Cheers and took place in Seattle? If this is you, text This Is Me and your full name to 981-981. Do it now. Do it right. Get ready for a call. Tickets. The wonderful Jan Arden is playing Massey Hall Tuesday, June 10th. And we've got tickets today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And we've got Lisa Kaskin of Amaranth, who's been kind enough to pull over. She was driving. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Where are you off to at 6:07 a.m.?
I'm going to work.
Ooh, you work pretty early. Can I ask what you do?
I am an estimator.
An estimator? Can you roughly tell me what that means?
For a construction company. So we estimate jobs that are being done all around Ontario.
Oh, like you estimate the cost?
That's correct.
Ooh, that feels like a tough job.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's good. Yep.
So does this apply to other parts of your life? Like when you're going grocery shopping and you're like, I need to get bread, I need to get milk, I need to get some frozen meat, I need some produce. I think this is going to cost me blank. Do you just estimate everything in your life?
I don't.
No, okay. All right.
That's what you would do, Gurdeep.
That's what I would do.
Because you love numbers, so you would estimate everything.
Lisa, I feel like I would be a good estimator because my brain just naturally does this. Is that fair, or am I oversimplifying what you do?
It's fair.
It's fair? Okay, good. And do you think you would make a good morning show host? Maybe we could switch for a day.
No, I don't think I'm as chatty as you guys.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you have a really nice-sounding voice, so I feel like that's half the job.
Thank you.
Do you want to trade in your Jan Arden tickets to swap co-hosting duties?
You'll have to wake up even...
Never!
Okay, all right, that's fair. 3:15 is an ungodly time to wake up, so I don't blame you. But we do have a lot of fun here. Okay, so Lisa, do we like Jan Arden? Are you a fan?
Yes, I am a fan of Jan Arden.
Okay, amazing. I'm pulling for you here to win these tickets. I've got three criteria for you. If you get all three, you are going to see Jan Arden on Tuesday, June 10th at Massey Hall. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, Lisa. Criteria number one, you can tell us your favorite Jan Arden song.
My favorite Jan Arden song is Insensitive.
Yeah, mine too. We had the same answer yesterday. And you know what? If we get the same answer all week.
You're probably going to get it all week.
It's such a good song.
I like so many.
It's such a good song.
I love Good Mother. That one's good too.
Good Mother's good too.
She's got so many good songs.
Insensitive gets you right in the feels every time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lisa, you know who lived across the hall from Jerry Seinfeld in the show Seinfeld?
Yes, Kramer.
Yes, Kramer. He'd always come in with those ridiculous entrances. All right, finally. Is This You, Lisa? You know what 90s sitcom was a spinoff of Cheers and took place in Seattle?
Well, I think it's Frasier.
Yes, it is. What a good show Frasier was. You nailed all three criteria. Lisa, you are going to see Jan Arden, Massey Hall, Tuesday, June 10th. Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my best friend, Allison.
Oh, Allison's lucky. Is Allison listening? Do you think she knows, or are you going to call her and tell her?
She does not know. I will call her and tell her. She's still sleeping.
We love this for Allison, that she gets to sleep in, and we love this for you. Lisa, thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. You drive safe, all right? Go and estimate some stuff. I estimate you're going to have a great time on Tuesday.
Me too.
Take care.
With Siege by Traffic, I'm Eva Franciscatos. If you're east or west on the 401 overall, it's moving quite well. We still have some construction on the southbound and northbound Victoria Park ramps to the east 401. They remain closed off. It looks like the East Gardiner is filling in from Parkside to Dufferin, and south 410 ramp to the east 401. Left lane is closed. That's all because of construction. You'll find it slow from south of Derry. Shepherd, both directions at Victoria Park. That's closed off because of a collision. We've also got a downed hydro pole there. Weather is unpredictable. Your home's protection doesn't have to be with Pella Windows. Unmatched quality, comfort, and peace of mind. Visit our showrooms in Toronto and Oakville or Pella.com.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it's $3!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
On the heels of a sold-out North American tour, four-time Juno Award winner, Lights. Hitting OLG stage at Fallsview Casino, Saturday, September 20th, with very special guest, Felix Kartell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Lights with very special guest Felix Kartell. Saturday, September 20th, OLG stage at Fallsview Casino.
Curious travelers, the clock's ticking. Intrepid Travel's World Sale ends this Monday. Save up to 20% on expertly curated trips to destinations like Italy, Iceland, Peru, and more. Discover the world with local legends who know the best spots, eats, and stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
Have you recently thought about buying a new home? In these uncertain times, you deserve certainty. You need a builder you can trust to provide your family with the most important investment you'll ever make. Starlane Home Corporation has built over 12,000 homes across Ontario since 1992. We're now selling in Richmond Hill, Aurora, and coming soon to Oakville, Markham, and Stouffville. It's time to think about your next home. Starlane, your five-star home builder. Visit starlane.ca.
Beef is back at Swiss Chalet. Enjoy our roast beef dinner, our tasty roast beef sandwiches, or get the best of both with our chicken and roast beef combo. Beef is back for a limited time from only $18.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Taxes and upgrades of size extra at participating Swiss Chalet restaurants.
Right now with Appliance Canada, incredible savings on luxurious Thermidor appliances are as simple as 1, 2, 3. For a limited time, purchase an eligible Thermidor cooking package or qualifying refrigeration unit and select your complimentary Emerald dishwasher. Plus, get an additional 10% off select Thermidor products now until June 1st. New orders only. See AppliancePlanet.com for details. Thermidor's 1, 2, 3 promotion at Appliance Canada. For your home, for your life.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate buffalo mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. In BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're laced to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
It's where stars are born. An all-new season of America's Got Talent premieres tonight at 8, 7 Central on City TV, followed by Destination X at 10, 9 Central, or stream it on City TV Plus.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so have you heard of the website OnlyFans? Of course you haven't. Right. Well, it's in talks to be sold, and you won't believe for how much. That is next. Right now, it's Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million. Ed Robertson of the Bare Naked Ladies stopped by the studio recently. We just dropped a podcast with him. It's called Bare Naked Lady. And in the podcast, I ask him if you can still buy all this stuff for $1 million. Get the answer by listening to the pod.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a
nice reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
We could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff. And there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat. That's cruel. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep,
like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains,
ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Be rich.
Bare Naked Ladies. Check out the podcast anywhere you get fine podcasts. You can go to the Seeker app, S-E-E-K-R.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, so it's going to be the Daily Single this week because Pooja's off. So here is one story that you absolutely need to know. The website OnlyFans. Steph, you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
All right.
I always call it fans only.
It's not your homepage.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I hear I can make good money as a side hustle, though.
Apparently you can. So I have not been on this website. I'm roughly familiar with what it is, though. It's in talks to be sold. That's why I bring it up. The valuation is crazy. First off, let me tell you what the site is in case you're unfamiliar with it. So this was created not that long ago in 2016 in London, England. It is owned by a guy, one dude, a secretive entrepreneur named Leonid Radvinsky, rich individual. It's a site that allows people to subscribe and pay for content directly from creators. Now, it really gained traction and blew up during the pandemic when everyone was sitting at home, spending time on their devices. As of 2023, there are over 4 million creators on the site. This was 2 years ago, so now it's probably well over 5 million. There's over 305 million users. This is people that are paying for content. And there's different tiers of what you pay for and what you get and subscriptions. OnlyFans, by the way, makes their money by taking 20% of creators' earnings. So the site is often associated and thought of as a platform for adult content, but it's not necessarily that. It can really be anything. It can be niche specific. And the platform has tried to distance itself from that scope of adult right. only content, but that's what you think of when you think of
dog tricks. Put coffee on there.
It can be dog tricks. It can be ASMR sounds. It can be anything that people are willing to pay for one-to-one sort of content. So there is a U.S. investor group that is looking at buying OnlyFans. Any guesses as to what the valuation is?
In the millions or billions?
Starts with a B.
Like?
It's only 9 years old, and it's owned by one guy.
$2 or $3 billion?
$8 billion Woo! Is the estimated valuation from unnamed sources of OnlyFans. That is $8 billion for a website created less than a decade ago, and again, owned by one guy. It's a U.S. firm that's looking to buy this.
Okay, so he hasn't sold it yet. They're just in talks.
No, but this guy is chilling. This guy's apparently, over the last 3 years, made more than $1 billion in dividends from the website. So this guy, Leonid Radvinsky, is chilling.
$8 billion.
Yeah, you want to buy it?
Yeah. No, but I might start a page.
We'll follow up on this story if we get a sale.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. She'd smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. When we can, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Shape of You. 98.1 CHFI.
Speaker. Speaker is Canada's best audio app for, well, all this.
$194,500 is yours.
I just want to know what it's like in your brain.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Niall Horan!
Easily search the shows you love, share the highlights that make you laugh, and enter the contest you want to win.
S-E-E-K-R. Speaker.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Speaker. Seek your sounds.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People often ask me how fast I am. Oh, one sec. I just went to Bali and back. I'm also fast when it comes to helping people. Like when I helped Bill. His company vehicles were being serviced, and I was able to help him with a business loan. He got the transport trucks they needed, and I got to honk the horn. All of them.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit on me mid-cycle. So I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before I could even panic. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know. Jiffy will be taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
The Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Filled with breathtaking battles, mythical creatures, and unforgettable characters. This new adaptation presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Filled with breathtaking battles, mythical creatures, and unforgettable characters. This new adaptation of C.S. Lewis's classic will mesmerize the whole family. Don't miss this epic adventure. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. This season at the Shaw Festival. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
439, oh, 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 Pizza Nova. This is the last week of our That's Amora Pizza for Kids Month. Add a dip with your next pizza order and help support Variety, the Children's Charity of Ontario.
50 cents from every dip will help kids like me stay active. I dip, you dip, it's all dip for Variety.
Ciao, I'm Dominic Trimucci inviting you to help make a difference.
439, oh, 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 Pizza Nova.
It's bigger than ever. Healthy days are back at Healthy Planet. Now save a minimum 10 to 60% on everything in store. Vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, organic and natural groceries, health and beauty. And enter for your chance to win prizes worth $20,000. Plus, from May 29th to June 1st, the first 50 customers receive a free gift bag.
Electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hot sleepers, this one's for you. Save up to 25% at TSC on Home Sweet Tesla Sheet Set. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Hey, good morning, Gurdeep. King Charles and Queen Camilla will wrap up their two-day visit to Canada today with a horse-drawn carriage ride through downtown Ottawa as they make their way to the Senate. King Charles will read the speech from the throne, officially opening Parliament. Charles is the first reigning monarch to deliver the throne speech since Queen Elizabeth did so in 1977. Rallies are planned today in solidarity with workers at Hudson's Bay. The union, representing hundreds of HBC employees, says the company needs to prioritize its workers as it moves through its liquidation process. Unifor wants HBC to protect employee wages, pensions, and benefits. A big night at the American Music Awards. Billie Eilish was the top winner with 7, including Artist of the Year. Janet Jackson performed for the first time on television in 7 years and accepted the Icon Award. Other winners include Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Post Malone. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-1. They play again tonight in Texas. CHFI weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 22. And then tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 11. And tomorrow, we'll see some cloudy skies, rain showers through the afternoon and evening, and a high of 18. Right now, it is 11 degrees.
On the eastbound side of the 401, you're going to find things moving slowly through Dufferin and the collectors. That's because the right lane is closed with a stalled vehicle. On the westbound side of the 401, typical volume delays out of Durham region and building through Scarborough. On the south 410, the ramp to the east 401 still closed for construction, so it's slow from Courtney Park.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Here it is, your nearly impossible question on a Tuesday morning. I really like this one. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. We're talking about hiding stuff from partners. I mean, I think we're going to get some very interesting guesses.
But is it... Okay, I'm not going to ask because then I'm going to give it away or I'm going to give a clue.
Don't give a clue just yet.
Okay.
Because I want some untainted guesses here. Okay. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. What do you think it is? Can't wait to hear what you got to say. Give us a call. The lines are open. 416-872-2434. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we're embarrassed about it. Give us a call. 416-872-CHFI. On the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 11 degrees. Should get plenty of sunshine today and getting up to 22.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
So the question today is 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about this. Let's start off with some texts. This text coming in here from Jen saying, is it a parking infraction, a ticket, a small collision. Yeah, maybe you don't want them to know, so you pay that quietly.
The raccoon I hit this morning.
You hit a raccoon this morning?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
No.
Are you going to tell your partner?
Probably. I don't know.
It's not a secret.
It's not okay.
That's unfortunate. That's traumatizing.
I know. It was awful.
Did he make it?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't know. Okay, sorry. We won't talk about it. This person says, good morning. I think it might be that we've kept our actual weight secret from our partners.
I think when you're younger, you might do that.
Yeah,
because right? When you're older, you're like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, and I guess your partner's not lingering over you while you're stepping on the scale. So, like,
maybe they are.
52% of us have kept this from our partners. Sherlan says, bonjour. Is it that you have halitosis? That might be hard to hide, though, if you're up close and personal. The halitosis is bad breath. Oh, gosh.
What about toe fungus?
Ew.
You always hear those commercials, right?
Okay. We can't talk about toes either. My toe's broken.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. What do you think it is? Matt from Bradford.
Is it credit card debt?
Credit card debt. That's such a good guess. You've got a credit card that you don't share with your partner and you've racked up some debt. Try to keep it a secret.
All at Bass Pro.
All at Bass Pro? Is that your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
Matt, great guess, buddy, but that's not the one.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Kay from Mississauga, good morning. What's your guess?
Probably have to say passing wind.
So 52% of us have kept passing wind from our partner. about it. I mean, when you're with partner, if you're comfortable, shouldn't you be comfortable enough to just, you know, do that openly, or is that a no?
I 100% agree with you, but that takes time.
Right. It takes time to build up that kind of trust and
you
comfort.
You just keep denying it, and they're like, how come every time I'm around you, it smells?
Yeah, what's... Who's making hard-boiled eggs?
It wasn't me, it was probably you.
Whoever smelled it must have dealt it. Okay, great guess. That's not the answer.
All right, no problem.
Take care.
Thank you.
Ever since you talked about your first date and they leave your car and you pass gas after that first date when they're gone.
Someone guessed that. I didn't talk about it.
But then you told the
story. But then I gave some color and content.
And now everything is passing gas.
I love our listeners. We have the best listeners because they're open and they share. See, it's a safe space. I share something, then you share something. That's how this goes. Okay, let me give you a hint here. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. Here's your hint. This harkens back to your childhood.
Okay.
This is something you're hiding.
Would you hide this from your partner?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Really?
I mean, yes, because this applies to me, and I'm embarrassed about it, and very few people know this about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't want to say too much to give it away, but 52% of us...
I would not hide this.
But maybe yours isn't embarrassing.
Oh. Okay, maybe.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. This would harken back to your childhood. What do you think it is? The lines are open. Give us a shout. 416-872-CHFI.
You can't be shit, I'm a mighty bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right. Done, but you were.
you doing? Happy Tuesday. So can't beat Gurdeep for $1,000. We play that every day. All summer, just after 8:30. If you can get more trivia questions right than me, you can win $1,000 of my money. It has happened twice in May already. It could be you today. Make sure you're listening just after 8:30.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Francescatos. East 401 at Dufferin in the Collectors, the right lane is blocked. That's all because of a stalled vehicle. If you're on the westbound 401, it's busy as you make your way out of Durham Region and again through the Scarborough area. And on the eastbound, Gardner still slow from Parkside all the way through to Strawn. Shepherd both ways at Victoria Park still shut down because of a collision. Hurry to the all-in-one event for great offers and experience all the features that come standard in a Subaru.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5, but today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember, so we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Hey there. Do you want to win $1,000? Join BrokerLink's Spring Sweepstakes and you could be one of five lucky winners. Just call or visit your local BrokerLink branch before May 30th. Get an insurance quote for your personal vehicle or property or your business, and you'll be entered to win. Visit BrokerLink.ca/contest for details.
At BrokerLink Insurance.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash Burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash, two handmade patties double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up, did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash Burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
Whoa, Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream home.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
With food basics deals like a 4-pack of Nestle drumsticks or 1.5 liter real dairy ice cream for just $4.98 each, you'll be saying, wowza! Only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food basics. Always more for less.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand on the Shield of Canada. Stand under the endless stars and northern lights. Stand with both feet planted in our parks or beside friends and family at a brewery or vineyard. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Hi, Carol Newberry Mitchell here from MMP LTD, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. Life is getting more expensive, but one thing that isn't are free, confidential consultations. If debt is overwhelming you, we'll create a plan to stop the calls, manage your debt, and help you move forward with confidence. For your free consultation, call 310-DEBT. That's 310-3328 or visit mmpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone and see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
It's the big little world everybody loves. Oboe by Cirque du Soleil. Whether you're knee-high to a grasshopper or busy as a bee, the reimagined fan favorite will give you butterflies. Oboe. Only until June 28th on Lakeshore Boulevard West. Oboe thanks its presenting partners Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets today at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy a refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Still looking for the answer to this question. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. Should we do a couple calls here? Okay, let's go to John in Mississauga. What do you think?
That you were bullied as a kid.
Bullied as a kid. Yeah, maybe you want to hide that because you feel shame or embarrassment about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, even though you shouldn't, because that's on the bully. John, it's a great guess, but it is not the answer this morning.
Okay, Gurdeep, have a great day.
You too, John. Hi, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling from Toronto. My name is Jazz. And I used to suck my finger as a child growing up, and I never want anyone to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. But you're a kid. But yeah, I know a couple kids that still were sucking their thumb when they were like into their like almost teens, like 11, 12.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
So that might be embarrassing.
Sure. And then maybe there's like family pictures of you like at that
maybe,
age and
yeah.
your thumb's in your mouth and you want to hide that kind of stuff. Understandable. Shaz, it's a good guess, but it's not the answer this morning.
Okay, thank you. You guys are awesome. I've been listening to you for a long time.
We love that. Shaz, you're awesome. Thank you for listening.
All right. Have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye. Hey, Aura from Oshawa, good morning to you. Give us your guess.
I'm thinking it's repeating a grade.
Oh, you got held back a grade. You don't want anyone to know. That's a very good guess. It's not the one we're looking for, though.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Aura. Carmen from Toronto, good morning. What's your guess?
I think it's when you wet your bed at night.
You wet your bed at night. Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't want that necessarily advertised. You're embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Carmen, wonderful guess. Not the answer.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Okay, so we're still looking for the right answer to this. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. I said it harkens back to your childhood. Guess is coming in on the text line. Someone saying how many cavities. Janice Hawley saying how many cavities you have. It's a good guess. It's not it. Patty's saying, is it that you stole something from a store at some point? No, that's not it. Another person saying, is it a childhood secret? Well, yeah, I guess, because this was something you had during childhood and you're embarrassed about it. So now as an adult, you're trying to keep it a secret. Is that a good follow-up?
I guess so. And also because you didn't like it. I did like it.
We both had one as a kid.
Yeah.
You're okay with yours.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with mine.
Right.
52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it as a kid. Yeah, you can call it a sort of childhood secret. It wasn't a secret when you were a kid. It's a secret now,
right,
if you were embarrassed about it, which I am. Hopefully that helps you. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. Let's get it.
Just have to wait.
Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Here it is. 52% of us have kept this from our partner because we were embarrassed about it. We said it harkens back to your childhood. And yeah, it's like a childhood secret. If you're embarrassed about it, you probably don't want people to know as an adult. What do you think it is? Let's go to Jay in Toronto.
Morning, and my guess is your childhood nickname.
You got it! Jay's your childhood nickname. How did you know that?
I was just thinking about it.
Jay, did you have a childhood nickname?
Not really. A lot of my friends had.
Yeah, sounds like you're lying to me. Oh, boy. Okay, well, Jay, I'll tell you what. I had a childhood nickname that I'm very embarrassed about. There's very few people outside of my childhood that know what the nickname is. It's just like a few family friends, and, of course, Pooja knows about it. And she has never said it. I've never shared it. Do you think I should share it, Jay?
Yes, I don't know it. That's not fair.
Sure. Why not?
I've only known you for a few years, Steph.
What? That's enough.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll think about it, and I may share this just after 7 o'clock. How does that sound?
All right, that's fine.
Okay, stay tuned. Jay, you nailed it, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Take care. Yeah.
What up, girl? Check it. Girl, you know I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Get inside, yeah. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. You can have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Cause I don't think I can hold it back no more. Cause you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toes. When your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric, 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 electric. Girl, you're looking so fine, and I bet that you know, you know. Everything about you is all I want. The way you work in it, girl, I can tell you're bad. It drives me crazy when you lick your lips like that. Oh, you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toe. With your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric.
Update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Hey, good morning, Gurdeep. King Charles and Queen Camilla continue their royal tour today. Charles is set to deliver the Liberal government's throne speech this morning as the new parliamentary session officially kicks off. The King and Queen are expected to travel to the Senate in Canada's state lando, the ceremonial horse-drawn carriage used for royal transport in Ottawa. Canada Post is reviewing the union's answer to its latest contract offer and will respond in short order. The company and the union, representing about 55,000 postal workers, returned to the bargaining table over the weekend to try and settle their dispute. The Postal Service has warned of delays in mail delivery while overtime is off the table.
The Terry Fox Run is returning to the Confederation Bridge for the first time in 10 years. The foundation says the 13-kilometer bridge between New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island will be closed for the run. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-1. They play again tonight in Texas. CHFI weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 22, and then tonight, mostly cloudy with